It's Gorilla Girls Night, where everyone is welcome. Opinions are told and juicy gossip never gets old.
95.3 Gorilla.
Hey, you guys, it's Jessie Page.
And Sherry Mo.
And this is Gorilla Girls Night. Happy Friday.
It feels good. Happy Friday. What are we doing this weekend? What are you doing this weekend?
Oh my gosh, recuperating, I feel. It has been a crazy few weeks.
I know.
We went on vacay to the Puerto Rico.
You did.
That's fun. My husband had me going through jungles, finding waterfalls, all kinds of stuff.
Okay, but you're never going to forget it, though.
I'm never going to forget it.
And you're tan. Y'all can see her, but the girl is tan.
Baby, for me, anything past translucent is tan.
I look like a Casper the Friendly Ghost next to you. Seriously.
Come on. First time in my life.
I had a fake tattoo on this arm. You can see it right here.
Oh my gosh, from the 4th?
Yes.
Patriotism.
And literally, there's a flag on my shoulder, like from the sunburn that I had.
USA, baby.
I can't. All right, you guys. So we're just going to jump into it. I saw this video, and if you've been with us for a few weeks, you would know that we actually did What Are Your Icks Towards Guys.
So girls, what are your icks towards guys?
And I found a video, and some of you guys actually wrote in on this, are what are guys' icks about girls?
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, we need to kind of jump into this, and I think that it's really, maybe you can teach us something about ourselves, right?
Yeah.
Maybe we're all about that.
Personally, I think we're all perfect and have no icks whatsoever. I'm just kidding. No, okay. I'm really interested to see what the fellas, because it could be something so simple. Like,
and I'm like, I didn't even know that was a problem. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to find out. Let's do it.
We're honest about ourselves. Up next on Gorilla.
The show that makes people all over the coast stop and go, wait, are they talking about me?
Yeah.
It's Girls Night, spilling all the tea. 95.3 Gorilla.
Hey, you guys, it's 95.3 Gorilla Girls Night.
Girls Night, woohoo!
We are here having a good time, and if you missed the last break, this is what's going on. Basically, a few weeks ago, we did, hey girls, what are your icks about guys?
Yep.
And I found a video, and you guys actually responded to my Instagram, what are guys' icks about girls? Sherry, let's just read some of these, because...
The very first one I'm taking as a personal attack. Okay. This guy says, girls who watch Love Island give him the ick. Well, first things first, there's millions of us, baby.
Yeah, did you see there's a Love Island drink at Chili's? Sorry, this is not sponsored. There is for this month, and I've got to make sure that, it's July.
Should we go?
It's good. I had it. We should probably go.
Heck yeah. Okay, so apparently watching Love Island, I don't care if that gives you the ick. I'm going to watch my Love Island.
Okay.
A lot of people in the comments seem to really hate when girls say, as you should. Mm-hmm. I am guilty of saying, but I say it more so like if you texted me and was like, oh my gosh, my man brought me flowers, I'd say as he should.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say it as your man is handing you flowers, being like, as you should.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I see a comment here. It says, thinking being rude is cute.
Ew, okay. Yeah. That is an ick.
As a woman myself, I don't think that that's cute either. I don't like that at all.
Yeah, that's a major ick. Being rude in general, not with it. Someone else said, always on the phone, but never replies or calls back.
Ooh.
That's a fair one. That gets on my nerves, especially if it's somebody that always has their phone in their hand.
I'm so guilty. I have 100 messages right now unread, but I'm never on my phone. I always just leave it in my pocket or something. It says, on their phone when hanging out. I understand that one. I see that, always on the phone, but never replying.
I
see that.
Someone else said, this says having a defensive fridge as her best friend. I don't like the way that comment was worded.
What are you saying?
I'm going to assume he meant having a defensive friend.
Oh, okay.
But I get that. I know people that have very confrontational friends that are just very insert themselves into the relationship. I get that. That would turn me off, too.
Coming up next, we're going to read some more, right, Cherry?
BRB.
Okay.
It's Girls Night on 95.3 Gorilla.
What's up, 95.3 Gorilla? It's Girls Night.
Hey.
But tonight, we're switching things up a bit.
Yeah.
We're getting some inside information from the gentlemen.
Yes, and I think this is very enlightening.
It is. We're talking about the icks that girls give men. So I guess, essentially, things that girls do that turn off men. We found a video on TikTok, and there's just a ton of comments.
Yes.
I will say, though, a lot of these are extremely general, and they're all very specific. So maybe it's, I don't see anybody in here saying flip-flops.
Yeah.
Flip-flops are an ick for me.
Are they?
Yeah,
really?
I don't like when men wear flip-flops.
Like those. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Your dogs are out.
Yeah. Somebody in the comments said young hoes.
Okay.
No, we're with the young, with the doom, doom,
hey,
doom,
you
doom.
Guys do whatever you want. We're not here to judge. We're just saying.
That's right.
What I mean? I love this one. Easily influenced by outside sources.
Ooh.
Instead of having your own opinion. I think that's
a
very
good one.
Important. That's a very mature one. I think that is a good opinion. I mean, I think that's a good ick to have about somebody. For sure.
You want somebody who can establish their own thoughts and their own personality and things like that.
Yeah.
Someone said butterfly tattoos.
Wait a minute.
Why are they coming for us?
I feel per- I have one. I've got four on me. Come say it to my face.
Sorry that you're offended by beauty.
I know, right?
Okay, this one is a good one. Someone said loudly screaming in situations where it's not warranted. I agree.
That's middle school behavior.
Yeah, my husband told me when we first got together, he said, man, little girls just, they are constantly screaming and screeching. And I'm like, oh, it's not that bad. Baby, it is that bad. As my girls get older, absolutely. They scream, they screech. It's high pitched.
Yeah.
No. Grown people.
Attention seeking.
Yeah.
You know. But this is not good for the people who get PTSD, who are traumatized.
Triggering.
I jump all the time. My husband's like, well, chill out. Like, sorry.
Who hurt you?
Well, these icks have been very enlightening, Sherry. I think it is. Thank you for sharing your opinion with us, guys.
It is an opinion.
Yes.
Yeah.
Going bananas.
It's Girls Night on 95.3 Gorilla.
Hey, you guys. It is Gorilla Girls Night.
Girls Night.
And we are just asking y'all all the questions. First, we did guys' icks about girls. Mm-hmm. And now we're going to move on to something that you guys did not hold back on, and I am here for it. We are sharing our exes' cheating excuses.
Oh, gosh.
And they have either made us laugh and or cry. Sherry, what did somebody say?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, the first one straight up pissed me off. Okay. I'm not going to lie. Okay. She said that he broke up with her because they hadn't had spicy time in 3 weeks. She was 3 weeks postpartum.
Oh, isn't your doctor tells you not to?
Yeah, you're not supposed to until at least 6 weeks. Mind you, you have like open wounds in your body. Horrific.
Yeah. Mm. This one says we were on a break. Okay, Ross, let's chill out on that. All right.
Not a fan of that one. Someone said it's because my mom passed away when I was six.
Wait. What?
That was their excuse, was they cheated because their mom passed away, but their mom passed away when they were six.
Oh, the person who cheated's mom passed away? What the heck?
Something new.
I can't. And I love the one where people say, I didn't physically cheat. Okay, here's my
emotional
thing.
Cheating is a thing, too.
It's so, yes. And people forget that. I don't understand.
This person said that her ex-man was definitely an F-boy. He said, I always self-sabotage when I have a good thing, but now I can do better. Oh, that's not an excuse.
Wait a minute.
That's not an excuse.
This one said, I thought it was a dream. You thought you were in a dream? I can't. These are...
I would literally laugh in his face. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my
God. Okay, apparently there's a lot of just animosity when people have babies. This girl said that her man cheated on her and said that it was because she chooses the baby over him.
Oh. I have no words.
I have... no words.
Actually.
Don't have babies with losers.
Ugh. Okay, up next, we're going to read some more because y'all are blowing my mind.
Oh my gosh, your exes suck.
I know.
Let's go, girls. It's Gorilla Girls Night on 95.3 Gorilla.
What's up, Gorilla Girls Night? Sherry Moe and Jesse Page hanging out with you.
Hey, y'all.
And we're laughing and angry and giggling and all the things right now because we asked you guys to share us your ex's cheating excuse.
Okay.
And these are just absolutely unhinged. Someone said, I had to cheat a second time because I didn't get closure from the first time I cheated.
What?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
I can't.
You're for the streets, go be in the streets. It's okay.
If you want to tell the person you're with to go, maybe be in the streets.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll be into that. You know? I don't know.
So one about AI, I got to go back to that. Sherry and I were just laughing about this. It says, literally, when provided screenshots, his response was, that's AI. Okay. You know, it might be, but you're not denying that it didn't happen.
Someone else said that her excuse was, it's because you were out of town and I was thinking of you the whole time.
What?
Oh, girl. She said her man was working 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off, and she just missed him too much.
That's actually gross.
You know what? Shout out to you for sharing your own cheating excuse,
you know,
but that's not a good one.
Yeah. Thanks for coming to light with it, but dang, girl.
Mm-mm.
This one, it's just happened. It's not like I planned it.
Gosh. Someone else said, well, we're getting a divorce anyways, was his excuse.
Okay.
Ooh, that one.
Are you guys separated? When's the last time y'all did it? Yesterday?
That one's a sticky one.
This
I'll leave that one
you
up to y'all.
You talk too much during it. I just wanted silence. So I went with somebody else.
What is wrong with you guys? These people, if they have anything, it is the audacity when it comes to stuff like this.
Oh my gosh. And we'll just top it off with this one. You ready, Sherry? It says, you're dating me. I'm not dating you. That's why I did it.
Okay. Okay, well, if I knock you upside the head with a frying pan, are we both cooking?
Yes. Yes, we are.
Attached to you like Gorilla Glue.
It's Girls Night on 95.3 Gorilla.
What's up, 95.3 Gorilla? It's girls night.
Hey, y'all.
Jess, I am absolutely gagged over the TikTok video I just found.
Y'all.
Okay, this girl named Jessica, but with a G.
Wait.
Come on, Jessica, with a G.
That's not me.
She says, tell me the worst thing you found on a partner's phone. Not like he liked a photo, but the most unhinged thing. Let me just tell you the very first one. This one's scary.
Okay, okay.
She says, I found a picture of me in front of my apartment building. The picture was taken on a day before we met and before I ever gave him my address.
No.
That's scary. That's very scary because
that's kind of
it.
Weird.
Could be. Mm-hmm. Let's hope that it was like a, oh my gosh, this girl is so beautiful, and then it just happened.
Meet her
but
tomorrow.
No,
or maybe they saw her on the street and they're like, she's beautiful. I'm gonna try and run in her tomorrow, and did it. Would that freak you out too? I would be weird. The picture's weird.
It's
man.
Just a weird moment.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, okay,
I'm gonna get the link to that and look at the comments too.
Yes.
All right, all right. You go ahead.
Okay. This one. Okay. Here's the real one that gagged me.
Okay.
He sent a pic. Oh. To his mom for approval before he sent the same pic to me.
Are we talking
his thing?
Oh,
he sent that to his mommy for approval before sending it to his significant other.
What was the caption on the picture? Oh, does this look okay?
Like, hey mom, thoughts.
I know.
She's like, my best work yet.
Should
actually.
I know. Jeez.
Mom, be like, my little man.
I did that. Not little. I'm dead.
Oh
y'all,
my gosh.
I can't. Okay, this one I just got your link. This one says, probably this, and it's a screenshot of a calculator, and it says, 11 minus 7 equals 4. First of all, I'm going to defend myself really quick.
Y'all get out of my screenshots.
I know. I do 4 plus 4. Sometimes my brain isn't braining.
Sometimes you got to check that calculator.
I can't. Okay.
Yeah.
Up next, here, we're going to read some more of these, because it's just,
let's do it.
She's all right. Welcome to Gorilla Girls Night.
It's not just for the girls. It's for everyone. And nothing's out of bounds. Just listen.
Hey, you guys. It's Gorilla Girls Night.
Girls
Sherry's
Night.
Here. I'm here. And our
gabbers are flaccid.
We're flustered by the amount of things. Okay, basically the topic is, tell me the worst thing you found on your partner's phone. And we're not talking about a liked photo of a woman. We're not talking
about... It's like something serious.
Yeah.
That gut dropping, you found something.
I mean, somebody said they found their calculator and it was like 11 minus 7 equals 4. Don't hate on me. I do.
We'll take that one.
Too. Yeah. Okay, what you got?
So I'm seeing a lot of people that apparently are going through their partner's ChatGPT. And this says,
really?
It's not the worst thing ever, but they were using ChatGPT as a therapist to vent about how much he missed his ex 6 years into our relationship.
Wow.
That would be the absolute
I was about to say, what
gut
would you do?
Hunch. I don't know. Sob.
Yeah.
Somebody else said that they found that he had used ChatGPT to make their wedding vows and quote unquote said, make it less emotional to the AI.
Okay. Because he wanted to seem cool in front of his friends?
Interesting.
I can't. This one is pictures of me and my family through our windows.
Ooh.
He is saying this, that his, I guess, wife or partner took pictures of the family through the windows. Creepy.
That is so scary. I don't like that. Someone else said they found that they were cheating through Call of Duty Mobile. I've heard that in the gaming community, I guess because people are talking to each other, like
I guess,
on these
like
headphones.
A Discord. I'm not.
Yeah, I honestly don't know much about the gaming, but I've heard of a lot of times where
people
kind of
Pinterest. You can message on Pinterest, I guess. Yeah.
Interesting.
So I'm not going to say who. Somebody very close to me in my family told me that they caught their ex-wife cheating on Pinterest. And I was I was like,
That's creative.
Yeah. What's up with you guys?
That's very creative. I know people who would talk to each other through a shared note. Like, you know how...
I've heard of that.
Yeah, like Jess and I will share a note to, you know, discuss what we want to talk about on Girls Night.
Yes.
And you can see as the other person is like actively typing and stuff.
Dude.
And they couldn't talk to each other through text, so they talked for a note.
Ugh, I gotta go on.
Nobody steal that idea.
I can't. What the heck?
Man, these girls are fearless.
It's 95.3 Gorilla Girls Night, where we say things that other people are scared to.
What's up, Gorilla Girls Night?
Hey.
Sherry Moe and Miss Jessie Page.
Hey, y'all.
All right, friends. Think back to the time you went through your significant other's phone and found that just gut punch of something. That's what we're talking about right now, is what is the worst thing you've ever found on a partner's phone? This one gagged me.
Okay.
This girl said, I was 5 months pregnant and found a message that says, congrats to you and Gemma on the baby. My name isn't Gemma, but Gemma was 6 months pregnant with him too.
Oh, double life.
Double life.
That's crazy. That's crazy. I know somebody actually, and we've talked about this before, people were speaking through playlists.
Oh, yeah,
so
titling
the playlist, like, I miss you. And then on Spotify, you can actually see in the description a message on there. And I have found people talking to each other through playlists and stuff like that. Like setting up, let's like a flag. Like, hey,
yeah,
miss you. I'm not going to text you, but here. You
know. People are so creative when it comes to wanting to be sneaky.
Props to y'all, but that what the heck is wrong with you guys?
Someone said, I found him messaging his dad saying that he regretted proposing to me. Oh. That was the night before our wedding.
Oh my God.
These just make me sad. Chills. I was hoping that these were going to be like, hee hee ha ha.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
Oh wait. He fell asleep asking ChatGPT on how to manipulate me into staying.
Oh.
I know. What is wrong with you guys?
My ChatGPT would be literally, if she would be like, first things first, ew, why are you trying to do that?
Look, literally all mine is like, best songs for this post, or I think the one is like, I have a pool, you guys, it's been giving me hell all summer, so it's like, oh, the pool filter. Like
mine's like, I'm boarding my dog for a week, is she gonna forget that I love her?
Oh yeah, see, you guys, we're sorry that you found this stuff in your partner's phone, but these are diabolical, and if you have any more, please send us a message.
And do know, for those of you that do have that gut punch feeling right now in general, just know we've been there. You will survive it.
You will.
And eventually, you'll get to giggle at their audacity.
100%, because what the hell? Like,
you found 95.3 Gorilla Girls Night, where Jessie spills the tea on herself every week.
Not actual tea, but TT. You know what we mean.
Hey, you guys. What's up? It is Gorilla Girls Night.
It is.
Sherry, dang. Okay.
It's been a night.
We have learned some things about you guys. First of all, we're sorry.
Yeah, you guys have been through a lot. We get it. We've also been through these crazy things with you.
Yeah.
But tonight, we've learned some of the icks that boys have for girls.
Yeah.
We've learned some really unhinged things that exes have used as an excuse for their cheating.
Yes.
And we've also found some really disturbing things in some people's phones.
Yeah, like what is happening here? One of my favorite things, and while we're talking about this, is the cheating excuses or whatever. One of the first things I saw was... y'all got excuses because I just got told it is what it is.
Oh my gosh. Know? It was the little guy with the eyebrows.
Yeah.
You know that you guys are getting paid.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So many people don't have closure. It's fine.
Side note, I did see somewhere where someone said he didn't give me an excuse. He Venmo'd me $500. See, that's what I'm talking.
That's an apology.
If you're going to hurt my feelings,
let me go get
help my bank
too.
Account.
Yeah. Let me put that in my savings real quick so I can leave you. Okay.
Oh, period.
How about that? Well, you guys, I'm sorry that all that happened to you. We're just going to take a second and listen to this music and try and figure out what to say next.
That's right. Because you know what? It's a girls' night. We might not have all the answers, but we're here for you, baby.
We're here. We're going to try.
You ready for that raw, honest truth?
Go, girl.
Guys, pull up a chair. You might learn something. It's Gorilla Girls Night on 95.3 Gorilla.
Hey, 95.3 Gorilla. It's girls' night.
Yes.
This is the end of girls' night for tonight.
It's okay. We'll be back next week.
We will. It has been a night. I don't know about you. I could use me a little drink.
I mean, probably. I need to get a glass of whatever because, geez, like, you guys made me need to think about my life for a second. Not mine, but y'all's.
It's hard to be an empath and read all these things.
I know. Okay, so what's your advice, Sherry?
My advice is if you're feeling sketch about your partner, check their ChatGPT.
Okay.
Apparently, that's what we've learned today.
Yeah.
Is that's where people go to discuss their feelings and make plans and all kinds of stuff.
And ask about medical advice.
And just all kinds of stuff. But no, I'm so serious, though, because there were so many different messages and comments of people finding things in ChatGPT.
Yes. I guess mine would be, if you guys are going to the extent of being secretive so much so where you're messaging on Pinterest... doing the shared note thing, or also, what do we say? What do we say?
Oh, the playlist, too.
Make it a playlist, or like Discord, or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like gaming Discord. Yeah. If you're going through all that, maybe be single.
Maybe just talk to the person you're with and be like, hey, I know I'm having my cake and eating it, too, maybe physically, but let's just not do this anymore. So that's my advice. And if this is your sign, this is your sign.
Yep, that's true. And also to the person who said watching Love Island is an ick.
Oh, here we go.
You're an ick.
Oh, Sherry's on it. I've never seen it.
Yucking somebody's yum is an ick.
Yucking someone's yum. Look at you. That's a good one. All right, y'all. We're going to go.
Have a great weekend. Bye. Don't add or subtract from the population unless you're trying to add to it.
Okay. Yeah,
love you, mean it. Bye.
Don't do that.
It's Gorilla Girls Night with Jessie Page on 95.3 Gorilla.